Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Portions of this podcast have been edited due to copyright.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is 5:31. It is Monday, September 29th. Thank you guys so much for being here. We are back in studio after a long week with the Four Corners Food Drive. And again, we cannot thank you enough, Las Vegas WAN. We raised so much money and so much food for Three Square Food Bank. And it was all because of you guys. And the 5 days out there, it was so much fun to go out and see everyone, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. It was really, it's my first time, Mercedes. I got to tell you, it felt really like fruitful. You know what I mean? Like I felt really fulfilled inside, and I still do. I feel like, and honestly, I felt like it just ended yesterday. That makes any sense.
It was amazing. $224,198 raised, and that's a lot of meals for the people that are food insecure in Las Vegas. So again, thank you guys to all of you who came out and saw us, those of you who just donated online, the businesses that supported us. It was absolutely incredible. After that week, I was pretty much home for the rest of the weekend, just, you know, chilling, relaxing, reflecting. It was a really nice weekend on my end. Started watching a new show. Have either of you watched the show The Pit? Have you heard of that show?
I heard about it. It's about healthcare workers, correct?
It's in a hospital. Yeah.
Okay. That's all I know. I've heard really good things.
It is a great show. We're only like four episodes in, but I swear to God, I was so stressed out watching this show. It was just, we watched a little bit about that. Tons of football yesterday. How you doing this morning, Steph?
I'm good. Yeah. Oh, sports filled day yesterday. Chargers lost. Horrible. Aww. Aces lost. Even more horrible.
That was really horrible. Sorry. I watched that game.
And then everything after that, I was just like, okay. I think the only thing that uplifted my mood a little bit was hearing about the halftime performer. okay. But yeah, yesterday was not a good day for me in my household. What about you, Mercedes?
Oh, you know, I'm doing well. Just I forgot my laptop this morning, so I'm kind of running. It's like I'm driving the car with a blindfold on right now. I'm just kind of like, let's take it as it goes. I charged it last night and I left it on the countertop, and I don't know why. I didn't see it this morning, and so I packed up my stuff and I got here and I start unpacking. I'm like, wait, where's my? Oh no, it's at home. And so I texted Matt this morning and I was like, hey, is there any way you can bring me my laptop? It's on the counter. And he's still asleep and he's not responding to me. And I don't want to call him because getting that like shocking call in the middle of the night is the absolute worst. So I'm hoping he wakes up here soon.
Well, I know that feeling, not having the most important thing in your life. So if you'd like, because I mean, you're the head of the show, you can borrow mine until you contact Matt.
I appreciate that. I've got the work computer here. It's just all my stuff is on my laptop. So I'm not talking about our work laptops. Okay. I'm talking about my personal laptop that's literally got everything for the show. Okay. So we're going to wing it today, guys. It's going to be fun. Yeah. Aren't you excited?
A little improvisation.
Freestyle it. It'll be fine.
Yeah, no worries there. How was your weekend?
It was good. You know, just like you, I just kind of played recovery mode. I did have some friends from Chicago in town. Sorry, Raiders. For the game. Hung out with them at Electra on Saturday. But aside from that, that's pretty much it, man. Caught up with old friends and just, I conked out on Friday and just caught up on some UFC. I'm a big UFC fan on Sunday and... yeah, pretty much just kind of playing recovery mode.
Well, we are back in it. We're back in work mode. Hopefully you had a good weekend, guys, and we're really excited. We have some huge stuff coming up on the show this morning, including passes to our Mix 94.1 Taylor Swift Life of a Showgirl album listening party. It's happening this Friday, Jackpot Bar and Grill, and we want you to join us. We cannot wait. We are going to listen to the song. We're going to watch the new video that she's releasing on Friday. We're going to do, you know, friendship bracelets. There's going to be food. We're going to have drinks. It's going to be so much fun. So be listening for that. Your first chance to win a 4-pack of those passes is coming up just after 6 o'clock with Heads Up. And not only will you win the passes to our party, you are going to get 4 tickets to the official release party of A Showgirl showing at AMC Theaters, the movie that goes along with the album release. We are going to hook you up. That is on the way. We have Ed Sheeran tickets on the way with the Mega Minute this morning. So much happening. Let's get the 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. So we're almost to the end of September, and I did not know that this was going on. But have you guys heard about the viral thing called Sit at the Bar September?
It's familiar, but not exactly. Tell us more.
It's familiar, but not exactly.
I've seen it scrolling through TikTok. That's what I mean, but yeah. I never actually clicked on the actual.
Well, yeah. It was started by an influencer, and the whole idea is that instead of swiping on dating apps, singles should just sit at a bar, just order a drink, talk to whoever sits next to you, and just see what happens. And apparently it really worked for a lot of people this month. The New York Times, they even wrote about it, and they said some bars in New York City are now leaning into it by making their spaces just more welcoming to people who come in by themselves. And I love the concept, but I started thinking about it. And do you do a lot of stuff by yourself in public? Because I'll admit, like, I feel a little weird sitting down, like, at a restaurant alone. I don't go to restaurants alone. But if I'm hungry, I'll get takeout. And then I'll either eat it in my car or I'll take it home and eat it. But I don't know why that one, it makes me uncomfortable. Coffee alone? Totally fine. Like, I have no issue with that. Movies? I've never gone to a movie by myself before, but what are you comfortable with doing by yourself, or what do you prefer to do by yourself? Do you go to the movies? Is there something else? 702-364-9400.
Well, let me share. I definitely feel you, Mercedes, on the eating out thing. I for me, I feel like everyone's staring at me. I don't know why. But just by default, because a lot of the people I know here are in different schedules, I do a lot of things alone. So the coffee, yes, for sure. I have definitely gone to the movies alone because, like, the movies, you know, we got to be, you know, at work early. So I'm watching movies like 11 a.m., 12 noon sometimes. Shopping, definitely, because I don't want to be on anyone's schedule. I will say, though, I've never done the sit at the bar thing. In theory, it sounds good. I'll be honest, though, I would feel... It would make me feel a little weird.
But I mean, you see, the sitting at the bar thing doesn't... I would be more inclined to do that than sitting at a table by myself and eating. Like, that, to me, doesn't seem as intimidating. Just kind of sit there, talk with the bartender a little bit, chit-chat with the people around you. Like, you can't chit-chat with the tables around you when you're eating. You know what I mean?
Yeah, otherwise, it could be very awkward. But I get what you're saying with the bar thing. Is it because everyone's solo as well?
Yeah, I think it's like we're all in this together. It's like High School Musical. We're all in this together.
And what's the intention? Is the intention just purely friendship? Is it dating? Is there no specific intention here?
Well, I think that's really up to you. Like, if you're going to sit at a bar, what is your intent? For me, it would be just, you know, chit-chat with other people, maybe, you know, learn a new thing or two. But yeah, if you're going there single, then yeah, maybe your intentions are different.
Okay. If the intention is dating, I think that'd be awkward, at least for me. If it's just friendship and just hanging out, just like you said, you know, having something common and just having conversation with someone, I think that that's less awkward. But I would say for the dating thing, because you don't know if they're single, you don't know, you know, if they're with anybody. I don't know. That's just me. I don't like being in that situation.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is 6:03. It is Monday, September 29th. Thank you guys so much for being here. We're back in studio after an incredible Four Corners Food Drive. I can't thank you enough. We are all just so blown away by this city's generosity, and we were able to raise so much money for Three Square. It was so nice. Meeting so many of you in person was seriously like the highlight of my week, and just the generosity of the city, it's crazy, you know?
Absolutely. You know, my first time being a part of something so monumental, Mercedes, I think it's cool, and it's just really... It's just amazing to see these people know you and Steph. Like, they know you all on a first name basis. And to be quite honest, I've never seen anything on that level.
This is a family. This city is a family, and we love each other so much. And it was incredible. But you got to, speaking of meeting people, you got to meet a lot of people while we were out there.
I did. And educate me on this. So I walk in. So basically, I'm coming out of the grocery store, and one of the listeners, I never got her name. I guess she was talking to you about household items, and I guess I mentioned how in a past show that I never owned a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, she comes up and she goes, "Where's Julian?" And I was like, "I think he's in the store. What's up?" She's like, "He's gross." And I was like, "What?
What?"
I go, "No, he's not." And she's like, "No, I mean, he's gross for not vacuuming." And I was like, "Wait, what?" And I didn't know what she was talking about. But then once you came out, then she went off on you, right?
Yeah, I'm glad you said it. For anyone, by the way, anyone listening, does anyone have like a household item that you? Does anyone have a household item that everyone else owns that you don't? The number is 702-364-9400. But yeah, I was when she said that, I was like scared. I'll be honest, I thought she was gonna go in on me, and the reason why,
and she was just playing. She was playing with you. She wasn't like seriously mad. She was joking around.
Right. And the context behind that. And look, I know most people own one. I'm just saying, since I'm single, I don't. There's a lot of rooms I don't go into. I vacuum every couple months. My neighbor lets me use their vacuum cleaner, and I do have a mini vac, Mercedes. I have a small one. So it's not like you come into my house and you see spills all over the place. I clean the countertops. I don't think I painted a very good image last time we talked about it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Because the way you made it sound, didn't you say you only vacuum like 4 or 5 times a year?
Yeah. Well, I do about every quarter, every couple months.
Okay. I like not trying to pile on you, but like to me, that's wrong. Like we vacuum every week in our house. Actually, every day now that I think about it, because we have a Roomba that literally goes around every single day. I mean, this city is covered in dirt. It's like blowing around 24/7. Like vacuuming isn't just like, oh, I spilled something, I gotta vacuum that up. It's like just the house. It's just like life just settling into the carpet, and to only vacuum 4 times a year, I can't even imagine. Like, I don't know. I just think of all the things forming in your carpet fibers.
Okay, can I just give you my theory? Here's my honest theory inside my head, okay? I don't open my door. I walk through the garage. I don't have children. I don't have a wife. So
air vents. The air gets into your house.
I have an incredible air filter. I have incredible air filters. So at the end of the day, there's not... I just don't believe... Let's put it this way. If you and Steph came to my place, it's not like you would ever know. It's not like there's dirt piling, you know what I mean?
But there's not, nobody expects dirt to pile, but it's just like the cleanliness in general. It's just, it's got to be really dusty, and I bet I would smell it. I don't know, Steph, what's your take on vacuuming?
This is a nightmare for me. I vacuum every single day. I vacuum my living room, my kitchen, and once a week, at least my bedroom. And once a week, when I vacuum my bedroom, it is so dusty. So I can't imagine, Julian, you going into your bedroom or anything that has... Do you have carpet in your house?
Yes, I do.
See, there
you go. That's the biggest air filter in your home.
It's upstairs, guys.
No, exactly. Yeah, you can't avoid dust. You can't avoid that, especially in Las Vegas. You open a window, dust will come in.
Is there anyone listening that can just back me up? Just one person, please call in. Is there anyone that doesn't own a vacuum cleaner or maybe just a regular household item? I don't know.
I think we'll be waiting here for a while.
Yeah, we will. Julian, I think your Christmas gift is a vacuum cleaner from being Mercedes.
I think we need to go in on something together. Yeah, we gotta up the home hygiene just a little bit. Right. It's just for your benefit and your benefit only.
Right. Thank you very much.
So much happening on the show this morning, you guys. In just a few minutes, we are gonna hook you up big time. Taylor Swift's new album, Life of a Showgirl, comes out on Friday. We are having a listening party. We are gonna have so much fun. We're gonna listen to the new album. We've got trivia. We've got Taylor merch. We've got so much going on, and that's happening at Jackpot Bar and Grill on Friday. We'll also get you 4 tickets to the official release party of Life of a Showgirl, that movie that is coming out in theaters. Oh my gosh, it's going to be amazing. So stick around for that. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. We know who is going to be performing on the biggest stage in sports. The Super Bowl halftime show performer has been announced. We're going to talk about it coming up next. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant this morning. Ashley, you are caller 20. Woo-hoo! Are you ready to do this? Taylor Swift's new album's coming out. We're celebrating. We want to have you join us at our listening party. Check out the movie. You ready to do this with Heads Up?
Well, I heard it was Taylor Swift and I had to try.
Yes, let's do it. Okay, pick a category. Do you want to go with Empire State of Mind, Caffeine Fix, Jam Sessions, Hair We Go, or Pumpkin Spice and Everything Nice?
Let's do Pumpkin Spice and Everything Nice.
All right, first day of fall was last week. These are all things that are associated with fall, okay?
Okay.
6 and 60 is all we need. You ready to do this?
I'm ready.
All right.
Okay, Ashley, good luck. Heads up, and 60 seconds starts now.
There's Red Delicious. There's Granny Smith. There.
Apple.
Yes. This is on October 31st. This is the holiday.
Halloween.
Yes. This is what you carve. A pumpkin you carve into a what?
A jack-o'-lantern.
Yes. When there's a bunch of leaves on your front lawn, you usually take one of these to take care of them. You get this tool and you push them all to the side.
Leaf blower.
No, it's more...
Rake.
Yes, a rake. This is... The NFL is what sport?
Football.
Yes. This is on Thanksgiving. This is the meat that you usually eat.
Turkey.
Yes!
Yes!
Wow! Ashley, wow. That was like nothing. We had so much time left. Nice job. Congratulations.
Thank you. Fall is my season. So
oh,
thank you.
Well, you can tell. Nice job. And you are going to be joining us on Friday night. Our Mix 94.1 Taylor Swift Life of a Showgirl album. If you ever want to reach out to the show, we'd love to hear from you. 702-364-9400. If you have any song requests, shout outs, you want to comment on anything. So this weekend, I was telling you guys earlier, Matt and I started watching The Pit over the weekend. We saw Noah Wiley win the Emmy for it, and we're like, okay, let's just check it out. And oh my gosh, have you guys watched it? I think I'm the last one to watch it, honestly. But I have never, ever been so stressed out watching a show in my entire life. Like each episode it's like actually an hour of their ER shift. So like the first episode is our 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. and it takes you through an entire hour of what these medical professionals have to deal with in an hour. And then episode 2 is 8 a.m. until 9 a.m.
Oh man.
And I am watching this. After 2 episodes, I was mentally exhausted. I'm like, they've only been at work for 2 hours and this is everything that they have to deal with? Like, how do real ER workers do this without having a nervous breakdown? Or do they? Do you, if you work in an ER? I came away with, I mean, I already had respect for the professions, but like after watching that, I thought, oh my gosh, that I could never do that. And it got me thinking, like, what's the most stressful thing you've ever watched? Like a show or a movie where you got to the point where you almost couldn't watch it anymore. I told Matt, I'm like, we got to take a break. I'm like, really, my blood pressure is like so high right now. Have you watched a show like that where you were just like so stressed out? 702-364-9400.
Yeah, Mercedes, the movie that I seen that really stressed me out is not on your level, I'm going to be honest with you, but it still stresses me out for different reason. Have you all seen The Mule with Clint Eastwood? Do you know this movie?
No, never heard of it. What is it?
Okay, it's based off a true story of an older gentleman. He's like 90 years old, and he basically becomes a drug mule for the cartel. Falls into hard times. He's essentially a family man. He's not the best father, but he has a good heart, right? He's got issues with his daughter. He has he's divorced, but he does have a good heart. If anyone that's seen it, hopefully will understand. But he falls into hard times. You know what I mean? He loses his home. He needs to make money. He yada, 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 becomes a drug mule. And look, at the end of the day, it stressed me out because I didn't want the worst to happen. At the end of the day, I'm not condoning what he did. It's just I have this thing for like older people. I feel really bad. And yes, he broke the law. And at the end, you know, it's not a big spoiler alert. At the end of the day, he gets arrested and he goes to prison. But that's the steps leading up to it stresses me out because I saw the goodness in him. I'm not condoning the activity, but it's just a thing with me, man. Anytime I see someone old, you know what I mean? I start thinking real life. I start thinking, oh, this guy had to go to prison. He's 90 years old. It makes me feel bad. And it also stresses me out.
Yeah, I think we all have like that movie. We're getting some texts here. This one says, definitely uncut gems. My Apple Watch legit buzzed and told me my heart rate was too high while I was just sitting there watching it. I did not like that movie at all. That movie really, that movie upset me. It was so like, so harsh. I can totally see where you're coming from. This one says, mine was Grey's Anatomy back in the day. After the plane crash episode, I said, nope, I need cartoons for the rest of the week. Steph, what was it for you?
I could not finish season one of Squid Game. Do you guys remember that show when the beginning, especially the first one, the red light, green light?
Yes.
I couldn't take it. I was about to have a nervous breakdown. My husband's like, let's just keep watching it. I'm like, oh my God. So we continue to watch it. And the one of the most stressful episodes for me was when they did the Dalgona cookie. When they had to cut it out and they're licking it. I couldn't. It was just, I was so stressed out. I couldn't finish season one. It was that bad.
I'm so with you. It's that cookie part that it's like, oh my gosh, do not miss a cookie. Get it in place. I was about to have a heart attack, so I can definitely relate.
That one for sure was definitely like a stressful one, but I kept watching it over and over again. I love that show so much. That was such a good one. We just got this one that says, my daughter told me I should watch The Pit. Yes, you should definitely watch The Pit. This one says, The Bear. I have to pause it every 10 minutes to calm down. I know. Some of these shows, they should come with a warning at the beginning of them. Seriously. Like when you ride a roller coaster, if you're like pregnant or have high blood pressure, maybe you should reconsider this ride, something like that. But if you're looking for a new show to binge, it's not new, but it was new to me. I definitely suggest The Pit. Such a good movie. It's Mix 94.1.
Time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
So apparently the Indiana Fever did not get the memo that the Las Vegas Aces were supposed to cruise into the finals. So the Fever beat the Aces yesterday 90-83, which means the semifinal series is going all the way to a game five back here in Vegas. Asia Wilson, of course, did her thing, dropping 31 points, but Aaliyah Boston from the Fever suddenly decides she's the Incredible Hulk. So she went off with 24 points, 14 rebounds after being pretty quiet most of the series. Kelsey Mitchell chipped in with 25. So yeah, they really kind of brought it, especially the second half of the game. Indiana went to the free throw line 34 times while the Aces only went 11. Even Becky Hammon was kind of side-eyeing the refs in the post-game press conference. Like, that does not make any sense. So now it's do or die Tuesday night, Michelob Ultra Arena. Either the Aces head to the finals or we all pretend like we didn't already buy merch that says three-peat on it.
Okay, I was going to ask you this because you guys being the sports people for sure. So we still have a chance, right? Just like you said. So if we win this coming week, we're going to be good. We can still get in the finals.
Yes, we have okay. to. It's a do or die. Yes, absolutely.
Does Indiana, do they have a, I mean, are they like a solid team? Their past history? Are they?
They're a young team. You probably have heard of the name Caitlin Clark, right?
Yes, well, yes.
She's on that team, but she's not playing right now. She's injured. Sophie Cunningham is also a big player. She's not playing. She's injured. But Aaliyah Boston and Kelsey Mitchell and even Lexi Hull have just been like bringing it. They really look solid. So just if I had to pick, obviously biased, of course, I think the Aces, we have the experience and we have the MVP. And I think we'll pull it out on Tuesday. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. What do you think, Steph?
Yeah, I'm open and I'm very optimistic, but I don't know. After yesterday's game, honestly, I was a little nervous.
It was that second half that they really all of a sudden like showed up. Like, where were you guys?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I'm like, okay. And then, well, it also worries me too, because they can go to this far in the season without Caitlin Clark. So I'm like, yeah. these members are really bringing it. So we'll see. But home court advantage tomorrow is what I'm hoping for.
And our ladies are solid. I think they're, you know, they just didn't have enough gas in the tank last night. I think they'll be okay.
Yeah.
I think we'll get it. So fingers crossed.
And is it possible maybe just had an off game? You know, once in a while, everyone has an off day, an off game. That's possible, right?
Well, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. It's just, I think that, well, I'm not going to talk about the refs because people think it's a cop out, but I just felt like there were a lot of fouls that got called on us, but not on them. And I say us like I'm on the team or something, but you know what I mean? Also this morning, experts say kids who grow up gaming, especially with Minecraft and Fortnite, are more at risk of developing gambling problems later in life. Turns out all that loot box and skin trading action, it's kind of a gateway. Young men are most at risk because their decision-making brain is still developing, which honestly explains a lot. A poll found 10% of men between 18 and 30 already show signs of a gambling problem compared to just 3% of the general population. There's a treatment center in New York and they had so much demand that they just opened a program for just gambling addiction only. And in 6 months, they've had everyone from teenagers to people over 50 sign up. So they're saying just keep an eye on your kid playing these games. Like, you know, it could be just the beginning, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Any of y'all gamers or your kids? Are they gamers?
I used to play. My kids play Fortnite quite a bit and some of the other games, but I was playing Fortnite with them, but I would always get us killed, so I stopped playing with them.
Could you see this? Like, can you see like a portion of people actually developing gambling problems? Because I've never played these games. I'm not a gamer at all. So when you talk about the games, I'm like, okay, but how? Do you get what I'm saying? Like, how does that actually happen?
Well, like I said, there's, you know, you buy skins. There's loot boxes. You know, you have to have V-Bucks to purchase some of these things in Fortnite. And so, you know, it's just, you know, the excitement, the thrill when you get these things, I could see it being kind of the gateway for sure.
Got it.
Finally, this morning, according to a new poll, 53% of people say love is more important than money. And 63% say they would marry for love, even if it meant struggling financially forever. The other 46% are like, nah, give me the cash. But here's where it gets funny. Nearly half of people say they would not date someone who doesn't have a job, even if they are attractive. And 30% of Americans admit they consider getting back with an ex if that ex suddenly got rich. So I think that the real headline here is your love conquers all unless your bank balance says otherwise.
That is true. I think love lasts forever. I think money is short term when it comes to, you know what I mean? Like, money obviously doesn't buy love. I don't think that, you know, there's any secret there. I would choose love for sure. Yeah, because that's something that's just indescribable. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's where you go with it. But I think that sometimes, you know, people find that maybe life is easier if you have love and the money to go along with it. And the struggle is not there. When I met my husband, we were both struggling. We were both like in the trenches. And it was just like, you know what? We didn't care. You find the joy in little things. And then as you know, our careers kind of started taking off and things got a little bit easier, it was nice that we had that solid foundation. You know,
sure,
what I mean?
And I bet it means so much more now, being the fact that you went through all these trials and tribulations when you were younger, right?
Yeah, I think it just makes you stronger as a couple for sure. So there you go. That's a hot three. We are back in studio, and we just want to say another like,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Heartfelt thank you to all of you for helping us make the Four Corners Food Drive such a success this year, all to benefit Three Square Food Bank. We ended up, when it was all said and done, collecting $224,198 in cash donations. And that's a lot of meals for those that are food insecure here in Southern Nevada. So thank you all. It was so fun to go out and see you all this week out of the studio. So just kind of getting back into it here in studio. And it's funny because I love following Steph on Instagram, but more so I love following your dog on Instagram. Your little dog Momo is so cute. And you know that moment where it hits you where you're like, okay, I might be that parent. And that could be a parent of a child or a parent of an animal. Have you ever had that realization that you have officially turned into that parent? 702-364-9400. Steph, you're that parent.
Mm-hmm. Me and my husband, we're that dog parent. So this past weekend, we went to the dog store because Momo needed a couple of things. And at the dog store we go to often, it's so cute because behind the cash register, they have pictures on behind them of all the regular dogs that come in. And it's so cute. You'll see like pugs, you'll see Doberman, all types of dogs. And then underneath their picture is the name of the dog. And me and my husband looked at each other like, I think it's time we submit our picture, to our Momo's picture.
Is this
them.
Like their dog wall of fame?
Yeah.
Or do they just select? Like, is there a dog of the month? How do you get up on that wall?
All you got to do is email them.
Oh.
It's like, it's really just kind of like a request type of thing. We're like, so that's how we found out is this past week. Like, how do we get our dog up on your guys' wall? And the girl behind the register, she's like, just feel free to email us. And you could see her putting down her email down on her card. She gives it to James. And this is when I realized, oh my God, we are turning into those parents. So once we get the email address, we're like, okay, perfect. We'll send our picture, Momo's picture in later. Then he proceeds to take it a step further and actually asked if we could set something up where they do the big reveal of Momo's picture on their wall.
Oh my gosh.
When he wants to get his camera and get everything ready to go.
Exactly, like the big moment. And you could tell once James asked that, the person working there was like, like, you know, like that. It was that.
Okay, so we don't do that.
Well, she was just like, you know, we don't really do that, but we can see if we could set something up via email and maybe. And then she continued to joke around. She's like, we can roll out the red carpet.
Oh my gosh.
We can do a little curtain over the picture. And I was like, don't even. I interrupted. I was like, don't even worry about it. But that's when I realized We are officially those crazy dog parents.
You are those parents. It's hilarious. Your dog has an Instagram. You guys want them to have a whole like red carpet press conference for Momo's
mom. Excuse me, out the way. We are Momo's mom and dad. Thank you very much.
Didn't you also say in a past show that Momo has like multiple beds or something like that?
He has three beds. He has two car seats. He has like tons of dog toys. And he's just so loved. And I think it's just because we are those dog parents. We are the ones that go out of our way that our Amazon cart is filled more of Momo stuff than our stuff.
Have you ever had that realization? Like, I might be that parent. And it is out of love. But sometimes you wonder, okay, maybe I'm taking it a little too far. 702-364-9400 is our number. I get it. I mean, I think that I've done stuff like that for my pets. More so for my kids. I think when I realized I was that parent was when both of my daughters played volleyball, and I'd always like yell, but like in a positive way. I would always be like, come on, B, you got this. You got this. Mm-hmm. And she'd kind of look at me through the side of her eye. I was kind of like, oh God, stop it, please. And I'd be like, come on, let's go. You guys go out there, side out. And then I think I delved into that. Am I taking it too far territory? When I started using hand signals to tell her where to serve. Like, I did that for both Sophie and Brooklyn. So, but I think they liked it. They wanted to know, like, where they should serve on the court. And there's certain hand signals. Like, I'd show a one, and that means, like, serve it in the back left corner. And normally the coach does that, but yeah. I was the parent on the sideline doing that. And that's when I realized, I might be that parent.
I actually think that's constructive. Now, what do you think about this? I've never been a parent, but I remember clearly in fifth grade, used to play soccer, and the curls, they had jerseys. And I don't know if your family has jerseys, Mercedes, but at the during the soccer games, the entire family had jerseys on the back. They all said curls. Do you get what I'm saying?
No, the curls for what?
Their last name. So like Team Curls.
Oh, okay.
The families, their last name was Curls.
Oh,
so
okay.
All the kids wore the jersey. All the parents wore the jersey. They were very like, I mean, they weren't like overtly cheering, but they came everywhere they went. They had their name on their clothing. It was very interesting. The curls, I'll never forget it. Would you say, does that categorize as...
I think in a way, that kind of reminds me of the families that wear the matching shirts at Disney.
Yes!
Where you're those families. And I've been that family before. I got us all Disney shirts. I'm like, we're all going to wear these. Like, I don't know. Is that a bad thing or not? 702-364-9400 is our number. We're getting some texts here. This one says, sometimes I forget my daughter is not 2 years old anymore, and I always give her hugs and kisses like she is. It really annoys her. Tina says, my daughter told me I'm not allowed to yell, that's my baby, at her softball games anymore. That apparently it's embarrassing. Lisa says, my kid says I'm that parent because I made a PowerPoint to convince the coach she should be starting pitcher.
Oh, wow.
It worked. Oh, man.
That's pretty genius, actually.
I think, Lisa, you took it to a whole new level. I don't know how I feel about that. Like, as a coach, do you want the parent to give you a PowerPoint on that? This one says, from Juan, I wore a matching jersey with my son's number on it to his soccer game. He refused to hug me afterwards.
Aww. She had your best interest in mind.
That's so sad. Just it's like wearing Messi's number. Like, yeah. Messi would still give you a hug.
I'm going to get a Momo jersey everywhere I go, and then Momo was going to be like, oh, there goes Mama.
Yeah, like, don't talk to me, lady. All right, it is time to win. Time for the Mega Minute. Who wants to see Ed Sheeran?
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hi, Amanda, you're caller 20. How you doing this morning?
We are doing awesome. We are on our way to school, but this is a great Monday pick-me-up.
I love it. Amanda, you're with your daughter, Chloe. Hi, Chloe. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Let's do this, ladies. Let's get you a pair of tickets to see Ed Sheeran, the Loop Tour, coming to Allegiant Stadium. All you got to do is answer these 10 questions correct in 60 seconds, and you will win. I don't care who knows the answer. Just shout it out. If I hear the correct one, we're going to move on. Okay, ladies?
Okay.
All right, check it out, ladies. Amanda, Chloe, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we can circle back to that question. Okay? And
okay.
The Mega Minute starts now.
Becky Hammon is the coach for which WNBA team?
The Aces.
Yes. How many days are in September?
30.
Yes. In which ocean is the Bermuda Triangle located?
The Mediterranean?
No. Tokyo is the capital of which country?
Japan.
Yes. What does the E stand for in Chuck E. Cheese?
Entertainment.
Yes. What do you call a group of wolves?
A pack.
Yes. In The Simpsons, what instrument does Lisa play?
The saxophone.
Yes. Which store tells customers to expect more, pay less?
Ross.
No. What is Batman's real name?
Bruce Wayne.
Yes. What country is Ed Sheeran from?
England.
Yes. In which ocean is the Bermuda Triangle located in?
The Atlantic Ocean?
Yes. Which store tells customers to expect more, pay less?
Pay less? Expect more, pay less. Kmart, Smith, Target?
Yes. Target is in, and you are a winner.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. You guys just conquered the Mega Minute.
I almost had a heart attack, Mercedes.
Oh my gosh, I did too. I loved, Amanda, I loved your idea of just shouting out names of stores until it hit, and you got it with Target. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, Chloe, how excited are you? You guys are going to see Ed Sheeran.
I am so excited.
Oh, I'm so happy for the two of you. This show is going to be incredible. The Loop Tour coming to Las Vegas Allegiant Stadium, and you are in. You got the Mega Minute. That is a great way to start off the week, ladies. Congratulations. And we are going to have these tickets all week long with the Mega Minute. Make sure you keep listening. Speaking of winning, coming up next hour, we've got your exclusive passes to the Mix 94.1 Taylor Swift Life of a Showgirl album listening party. It's happening Friday, Jackpot Bar and Grill. We're going to have Taylor merch. We're going to listen to the album, food, drinks, activities. It's going to be so much fun. We want you there. We'll have those passes along with tickets to the official release party of A Showgirl showing at AMC Theaters on Saturday. That's coming up next hour with Heads Up. Don't go anywhere. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Good news for those of us who are already on our second cup of coffee this morning. Coffee is officially doctor approved for your liver. It's very appropriate. This comes out on National Coffee Day. There's this new review that says regular coffee drinkers can protect their liver against disease because of coffee's magical bioactive compounds. It slows down liver damage, and it even has anti-inflammatory effects, and that helps your gut microbiome. So the catch, though, is that you don't want to go over 5 cups a day, because that can really raise your bad cholesterol, which feels very unfair. It's like, congratulations, you saved your liver. Now your heart is mad at you. But the takeaway is drink coffee, just maybe don't treat it like a go-to whenever you're thirsty.
So we should celebrate because it's National Coffee Day, and we can help keeping our liver healthy by having a coffee after work. Do you have a fave coffee spot? Do you have like a go-to?
No, I don't. I don't go to a ton. I mostly just go like through a drive-thru to get coffee. Do you? Yeah, I know you love coffee.
I do love coffee. If I was going to say, there's a place called Finsmith off Jones. I just found out about it a couple weeks ago. Steph, maybe you know about it, but it's like Vietnamese style coffee. But I will say you gotta watch the sugar. I can't imagine that stuff being good for your liver.
Oh, no, they're talking about just black coffee. Yeah, definitely. No frappuccinos or anything like that, for sure.
Okay, well, then I guess we won't be going
but
there.
No, treat yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Finally, this morning, vacation days, they're supposed to be used for road trips, beaches, maybe a margarita or two. But according to a new survey, 37% of Americans are using their PTO just to catch up on sleep. We saw something similar about this, just about how people would rather sleep than go on a great vacation. And this confirms it. Now, they're finding that a lot of people are finding that they're so worn out that that's how they are using their paid time off, calling things, calling more popular vacation ideas out like sleep retreats, or basically you go to hotels and you just unplug your phone and you sleep the whole weekend. What do you guys think about this? Would you just take a vacation just to catch up on sleep?
I do it all the time. When I go to Hawaii, I go to one beach and I just sleep 8 hours a day on the beach. I think we talked something about this earlier, and you are not like, you would never do something like that.
No, I like, well, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love to sleep, but if I'm going to go somewhere, I want to see the sights. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I want to go visit. I want to go to places. I'm not a sleepy vacation kind of person, but I definitely will see, like, especially like tropical destinations, or it looks so nice and relaxing. I get bored. Do you get bored on those kind of vacation stuff?
No, I love sleeping on vacation. James makes fun of me. He goes, what do you want to do tomorrow? I'm like, can we just sleep in?
Yes.
Like no plans. And then once we get up, and then he goes, we got to get up at 7 a.m. We have to go here. We have to go there. And I'm like, oh my gosh. But I would do something like this, but I would only do it like half of the vacation, like half sleep and then other half I'll do all the sightseeing and stuff.
Yeah, so at least you get a little bit of that in.
Yes.
It's not like all sleeping. So the moral of the hot three today is clear. Find love, drink coffee, take a vacation to bed. There you go. If you're single, can I pick your brain for a second? 702-364-9400, especially if you are a single lady. Where's all the single ladies? We need all the single ladies
here.
My question is, at 702-364-9400, is dating in 2025 officially dead? And I know that sounds like very cut and dry, but let me explain. This article came out from The Guardian, and it makes a strong case that dating is dead. And this is what the headline says. It says, men seem to make life for women worse, which, ouch. I mean, when you read the details, it paints a picture of why so many women are bowing out of dating. And look, I don't want this to be like a man bashing thing at all, because I don't know if that's what it is, or if it's just that women have different priorities. But ladies, single ladies, are you just kind of like over the whole dating thing? 702-364-9400. It says that by 2030, nearly half of women ages 25 to 44 are expected to be single. And that's the highest percentage that we've ever had in history. And a lot of them are okay with that. Some are even choosing to like adopt or foster kids instead of dealing with dating altogether. And the article points to a few reasons. See what you guys think about this. Okay, women say that men are showing low effort on apps. Like, they're not planning dates. They're putting in zero energy to get to know someone, or they're just sending like one word messages. So there's red flag number one. Other people say that guys today are so emotionally immature, and they have like unprocessed trauma, or they're addicted to like gaming or substances, or they have an aversion to dating women who are more successful or educated them. And they're kind of calling it the Peter Pan syndrome, just men who refuse to grow up. What do you guys think?
I wrote everything down, Mercedes. This is a lot. I'm going to be honest with you. This is a lot. Look, I can only speak for myself. I can't speak for all the guys. The low effort on dating apps, I'm guilty of some of this stuff. And the reason is because I'm just not good on dating apps. I'm better like talking with someone on people. I don't want to say I don't fight back, but I think it depends on the guys that women are meeting. It really depends. You know what I mean? Like, it's a case-by-case basis. That's how I feel. It's no different than myself. You know what I mean? When you meet someone, it's a case-by-case basis. You might meet someone that you vibe with, someone that you don't. You have different intentions. This is a lot. Emotionally immature. Again, I Unless I know more specifics, it's hard to say. But I,
well, like, how do you feel that you are emotionally, like, as maturity level goes? Do you think you're a mature person, or do you feel like you're, you know, you kind of are a little immature? Or sure. Just what if you had to analyze yourself?
Yeah, I think that I might come off like little juvenile and immature on the air, but actually off the air, I'm pretty mature when it comes to life. Like when it comes to like longevity and finances and like a plan, I'm like that guy. I think I'm kind of like you, right? Like a planner.
But emotionally.
I think I'm open with my feelings.
Are you?
Know? I think so.
Good.
When the time is right. Not, you know, not when I first meet someone.
I it's just interesting to see. What do you think? Are men dropping the ball, or have women raised the bar? Because, you know, a lot of women don't need a partner for financial security anymore. You know, if it's the basics like communication, emotional maturity, stability, if they're not being met, are women just kind of saying, why bother? 702-364-9400. Hey, Kelly, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. Yeah, it is getting trickier out there because when you do go on the dating apps, their bio says, hi, or just checking this out. So you get no information about them when you even want to swipe left or whatever it is. And then also a lot of them are going, okay, cool. We're not going to go on a date. We're going to have friends with benefits first. Then we can see if we connect.
Oh.
What? Kelly, I would say you're meeting the wrong guys there. And look, I'm not, look, whoever you describe, that's terrible. But some people just, they kind of connect, or they show themselves or present themselves in differently in person versus online. Like, not everyone is just great presenting themselves online, if that makes any sense.
But if you have no information, how am I supposed to click the heart?
Exactly. Put some effort into it. Like, if you really want to meet someone, put some effort into it, Kelly. I agree with you. Like, how are you supposed to know? You're just supposed to roll the dice and assume that they present themselves well in person, but you know nothing about them. Like, I wouldn't even waste my time on something like that. But do you think women's standards have gone up, or do you think that it's like, hey, just give me the bare minimum and let me see what I can work with?
Yeah, I've never met a woman that said, give me the bare minimum.
I was asking Kelly.
Oh, okay,
Kelly, what do you think?
Oh, sorry.
I think it's true. I think that the standards have gone up a little bit. Because like, if you spell it, make a spelling mistake, it's kind of like, yeah, you're done. Bye. Then you start getting maybe a little desperate, and they're like, okay, I'll lower my standards. And then you lower your standards, you're like, oh yeah, I didn't want that. Okay, raise them back up again. It's like this yo-yo game.
That's so fascinating, Kelly. Thank you so much for calling. What do you guys think? Let's talk to Ida. Ida, you're married. Good morning. What do you think?
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I don't think it's because women have upped their standards. I think women have lowered their standards, and they just don't want to be romanticize. I think that's ridiculous right now. I think everybody should go back to wanting to be taken out on a date, for the men to pay for a date, for men to actually chase women, and because of feminism, I think it's just everything's just been lower. Like, we don't need that, but I think it's always needed. That's why the numbers are going up, where women are going to be single more. I think it needs to go back to how it used to. It's more romantic.
I see what you're saying with the romantic part of it. I do think, though, that as far as like being able to provide for yourself, things like that, that's something that a lot of women feel like they feel good about, that they don't have to depend on someone. So I think that's kind of a slippery slope there. I don't know if you can find that happy medium there. This text just came in from Jason. It says, as a guy, I'll admit this hurts to hear, but it's true. A lot of men my age, late 30s, still act like they're 22. No ambition, no maturity. It's embarrassing.
Oh, my goodness. Well, everything I was going to say, just throw that out the window.
Well, no. We definitely want to take more of your calls. Tim's on the line. We want to hear more about what you guys think. And we're getting a ton of texts here. What do you think? 702-364-9400. Is dating done for women? Are women just done with it? We're going to talk more about it coming up next. It's Mix 94. It's Mercedes in the morning. We're talking about this Guardian article that says by 2030, nearly half of women ages 25 to 54 in the U.S. are going to be single, and that's the highest percentage ever. And the headline is brutal. It says men seem to make life for women worse. And the women interviewed said things like dating feels like taking on a second job. Men are not putting in any effort on apps, and too many are stuck in Peter Pan mode, not wanting to grow up. We're taking your calls right now. 702-364-9400. Let's go to Tim. Hey, Tim. Are women just raising the bar, or are men dropping the ball when it comes to dating? Good morning.
Good morning to you as well. I think there's just a lot of F-boys out there, if you get what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and so it's hard to, like, gauge, like, a certain person's incentive, you know?
Sure.
They could come off as ingenuous and everything, but then once you give them what they want, then they leave.
If I could just share, Tim, and you know what you're saying is not wrong, but and I know this can never happen, but I personally just wish if we would let go of looks and all these things and just got to know people for who we are, I think that would solve a lot of these issues.
No, I absolutely agree, and I've been on dating apps like years ago, you know. And, you know, once getting denied so many times from just women or no responses or anything like that, then your responses become less ingenuine.
So you've kind of stopped putting in the effort. It's kind of a never-ending cycle, it sounds like. Thank you so much for calling, Tim. We appreciate it. Let's talk to Sarah. Sarah, you are single. Would you rather stay single than deal with the stress of dating right now?
Yeah, no, honestly, it's become really sad. In Vegas, it's been like guys don't appreciate what they have, so they can get to, and then they want more. Mm. So it's sometimes better to be single.
Sarah, may I ask you, how are you meeting guys?
I'm on a dating app right now, and I get like 900 messages from men, and I can't find a guy.
What kind of messages are you getting?
They're so provocative. They're just like, hey, I want to take you out, and then they message them back, and then they ghost you. It's just so inconsistent.
Mercedes, go ahead. Mercedes, can I share with you that 900? I mean, at least you have a choice. I get maybe like 9. Yeah,
hey,
at most.
That's better than zero.
But Sarah, just so you understand, I'm getting ghosted as well, and we'll never know why. That's what honestly kills me inside. It's like, why? I wish I just kind of knew inside why. So I can work on it. And I can improve. You know?
Yeah, but I think that there's, with Sarah, your situation, it just seems like you want someone who's just genuine, not just like, you know what they want. It's like a physical relationship and then that's it, right?
Yeah. So I want someone who wants more. Like, gets to know me. I have a great personality. I got a great job. I've got it all going on.
It feels like we're just not meeting. You guys are just not meeting up. I'm not sure why. Sarah, thanks so much for calling. You sound absolutely lovely. Let's talk to Kendra. Hey, Kendra, good morning. Are women done with dating? What do you think?
Well, I have to tell you guys, I've been with my husband for 14 years. I'm an esthetician of 20 years. And what I've seen amongst ladies is that they are lowering their standards and they're giving out the cookie too soon.
Yep. Why buy the cow when you get the milk for free?
Right. Well, so I think if they hold out, then they're going to get that chivalry again.
Yeah, the men are not working for anything. But then does it become just purely about physicality and less about substance?
Exactly. Yeah, and I think that a lot of ladies come in, they're upset, they're sad that a date didn't go well, and I think they're getting excited about what they're going to wear and what they're going to show and what's going to be touched and all that stuff, that they're not really thinking about, like, getting to know the other person.
What do y'all think about going back? I mean, I'm not saying every single nuance, but I'm saying, like, what about the traditional roles when it comes to dating? You know what I mean? The guy, you know, actually, you know, trying to win the girl over to ask her on a date. I like that, to be honest with you.
Maybe that's the problem. I think a lot of women do like having that kind of sense of independence does it intimidate you if a woman makes more than you or is smarter than you? Does that intimidate you at all?
No, I embrace it, actually. I love it. I want someone to be successful. I would like to be their cheerleader.
Do you, if they offer to pay, does that bother you?
Going back to traditional roles, it's just me. I would have to pay. It has nothing to do with how much money somebody makes. I just, call it being cheesy. I just like being a gentleman.
Well, I think a lot of women like that, but they also don't want to be like, maybe looked down on, like, oh, no, you're not allowed to pay. What do you think?
I think that women right now really want both. And it's really hard because you want your independence and you want to be able to prove that you can survive on your own, but you also want to be cared for. And I think guys want the same thing too, to be honest, but I think there just needs to be more communication in general. And a lot of people need to get off these apps and start going to bars again or whatever and like meet up in person.
Right.
Yeah. At this point, dating in 2025, it sounds like applying for a job with like no benefits. So thanks for calling. It's Mix 94.1. Who's ready to win? Let's do this. We are going to play Heads Up right now. Caller 20.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Heather, you're caller 20.
Woo! Thank you.
Are you ready to do this? We want you to join us Friday at our Taylor Swift album listening party and then also get you in to see that cool movie she put together, AMC, the official release party of A Showgirl. You ready to do this?
Yes.
Okay, so let's pick a category. Do you want to go with On Wednesdays We Wear Pink, The Life of a Showgirl, Taco Tuesday, Kitten Around, or CD Player?
Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday. I like it. National Taco Day is on Saturday. Why isn't it on Tuesday?
That's weird.
That doesn't make any sense. But yeah, National Taco Day is on Saturday, so these are different taco ingredients, okay?
Okay.
All right. Are you ready to do this? We just need 60 seconds.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay, Heather, let's do it.
Hi.
Yep, heads up. Your 60 seconds starts now.
If you have a soft shell taco, you use one of these to put the stuff in.
Tortilla.
Yes. This is pinto, red.
Pico de gallo.
No, like pinto what?
Salsa.
Black.
Pico beans.
Yes, yes. This is, you might shred this green stuff to
cheese.
Put on there. Green stuff.
Okay. Chilies.
No, they're like, you make a salad out of this.
Oh, salad.
What's
lettuce.
Yes, yes. This is, you might put this red sauce on top of it, or you might have chips and what?
Salsa.
Yes. This is like an herb that tastes like soap to some people, and it's
cilantro.
Yes. This is, you might have this kind of meat in there, not chicken, but
beef.
Yes, beef is right. You got it.
Oh,
Heather.
Thank you.
Oh, congratulations. We're going to
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Okay, we're going to have to wait a little longer for Dolly in Vegas. Dolly Parton announced she's postponing her December shows at Caesars Palace because of ongoing health issues. She said her team insisted she take care of herself now. Her doctor insisted. So she's listening. She joked that it's just time for her 100,000-mile checkup, which, I mean, if that doesn't sum her up perfectly, she always keeps her sense of humor. She did make it clear this is not a retirement announcement. It's literally just a pause. She's going to continue working on projects back in Nashville while she recovers. The six December concerts, they are rescheduled for September of next year. So Dolly, take all the time that you need. We'll be waiting for you.
Absolutely. If anyone could be immortal, I really wish it was Dolly Parton, because she is. Do you have a favorite like Dolly Parton movie or song? I always think, when I think Dolly Parton, I think Do you remember that show 9 to 5?
I definitely know the movie. Yes, I don't remember
the movie. The movie. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Was there a show 9 to 5?
No. Movie. I got it mixed up. But I always remember the hook. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. I don't know why. I always just remember that.
She's an icon. She's an icon. It's Dolly, of course. Also this morning, Sweden. They have figured out what we've all suspected. Vacations are good for your health. We just talked about vacations last year and how a lot of people, or last hour, and how a lot of people are using them to sleep. But this is what they figured out in Sweden. They're actually prescribing travel as medicine. And it's backed by research showing that things like going to the forest or the sauna or dog sledding under the northern lights, that can all boost sleep, heart health, and your overall mood. They even created a prescription guide with 14 ways that Swedish culture can make you feel better. And they include cycling, stargazing, and yes, listening to heavy metal, because apparently Sweden has more heavy metal bands per capita than anywhere in the world. I did not know that.
Yeah.
And you can hop on a plane. They suggest practicing fika, F-I-K-A, which is basically taking the time to slow down with a coffee and a snack. So in other words, my Starbucks run is fika. It's a wellness routine.
It is. You like this idea of travel being a good solution, right?
Yes. I mean,
how do you think, if they brought this policy over to the States, how do you think it'd go over if we went to the boss's office and said, listen, doctor's orders, it would be extremely healthy for us to travel to like Australia. How do you think that would go over?
I mean, as long as we have the time off, I think they'd go for it. I think anything to improve our mental health around here, they'd be all for it. It's just going to make you better at your job, don't you think?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I mean, do we have to broadcast from Australia if we're actually on vacation? Like, hey, I think they'd be all for it.
Okay, might have to try that.
What do you think?
I was thinking not even having time off and just actually trying that and saying, listen, this would be really great for our health. You know what I mean? They're doing it over in Sweden. What do you think about maybe taking some time off and going to, like, you know, like I said, like Australia or somewhere?
Well, I think their doctors are actually prescribing it. So I think you have a case if your doctor says, hey, my patient needs to go to Australia to get better. And doctor's orders. I don't think the workplace can say anything about it. I don't know. Finally, this morning, a new survey says kids are holding their phones 52% of the time their parents are trying to have a conversation with them. Honestly, that number feels low. Parents say their partners are even worse, with a phone in hand 58% of the time. Only 74% of parents say they've had a device-free conversation in the past week, which means a quarter of families can't even get through one dinner without TikTok making an appearance. The good news is some parents are setting boundaries, like no phones at dinner or movie nights. The bad news is we're also hooked that the best you can probably do is negotiate maybe the hours that the phones are put away. But at least on the bright side, we always know where our kids are, right? Unless they've muted you or blocked you on Life 360.
You have a policy, right, when it comes to no phones? Is that right?
Yeah, at the dinner table. But I don't know what happened. In the last couple of weeks, it's gone away. Because everybody had their phone at the dinner table the other night, myself included. And I was like, what happened? When did this start?
Is there a situation where it's okay? Do you know what I mean? Or do you think just in general, it's just straight out rude?
I think it's straight out rude, really, especially at the dinner table. And then like my husband and I will get in fights about this, where I'll literally be having a conversation with him. I'll be like, yeah, so today I did it, and he's on his phone. And I'm like, do you think I was wrong? And then I just like, wait. And then he turns and goes, oh, wait, what? Were you talking to me? I'm like, you're literally the only person in this room. Like, who else would I be talking to? So that actually causes some tension with us.
Yeah, now that I get. Now, what if, for example, let's say you and Steph are just chit-chatting after the show. It's just super casual and she's running something by you. You know, let's say it's a minute conversation. Let's say one of you is on your phone. Is that okay?
I don't think so. Do you think it's okay? I think it's rude. Like, why can't you just take 1 minute to not be on your phone?
Okay, well, I was going to say I thought it was okay, but...
Oh, yeah, no, explain why. I'd love to hear your reasoning behind it.
My reasoning is it like casual setting and it's not super professional and it's not like extremely long. And you all have that relationship. You all know each other very well, which you two do. I mean, they're listening, right? As long as they're listening and hearing what you have to say, and they just happen to be a little, you know, they're doing a little scrolly scroll.
But why do you have to do that right then? Like, why can't you wait just a minute? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is it that important that you see that Instagram post. You know what I mean? That's just the way I think. You know, if it works for you, you know, it works for you. What do you think, Steph?
I think it's incredibly rude if you're talking to someone and you're on your phone. No, regardless of how important the conversation or how casual the conversation is, it is one of my biggest pet peeves when people do that. Or we're in meetings and I see people on their phone. Unless you're on your phone for the meeting, like you're looking something up or you're typing something in, I understand that. But I don't know. There's something about it that kind of makes me upset.
Okay. Well, you know what? We'll blame society and we'll blame technology on this.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah,
that's what we'll do. We'll leave it at that.
I think that just solves the problem for any phone schooling in any of our upcoming meetings. I think we've all just learned. X94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. And guess what time it is? It's Monday. That means it's time for Jerk or Justified. This is when we read your emails, your DMs about situations that you want to know if you're the jerk or if you are justified. If you ever have one of those situations, you can find us on social media, send us a DM, or you can even email us. Go to our website, mix941.fm. So this one came in last week. It says, "Hey guys, this is Laurice. And I'm a longtime listener of the show and needed to bounce something off of you this morning if you have a few minutes. So my daughter turns 18 next week and I asked her what she wanted for her big day. She told me she wanted a spa day, which included Botox injections and maybe lip filler. I was floored when I heard those words come out of her mouth because she never seemed like the kind of kid who would want such a thing. She told me two of her friends who turned 18 just a few days ago got the same thing, and she loves the way their lips look. I didn't believe her till she showed me pictures. Well, now I'm mad at their mothers for allowing such a thing. I told my daughter no way, and she's now not talking to me. Am I the jerk, or am I justified for not letting my beautiful 18-year-old daughter get lip injections and Botox? Thanks in advance for your help. Signed, Laurice." What do you guys think? Jerk or justified? 702-364-9400. Do you think she's a jerk mom for saying that, or completely justified?
First off, can I just throw in, I never knew a spa day included surgical procedures.
Well, they're called med spas. There are med spas out there. When I think spa day, that's not what I think of, but some people definitely may think that way.
Got it. Okay, so I think he's justified for sure in thinking this way. But I will say, and I'm not, listen, she's 18. She can do what she wants. He's paying for it.
Who's he?
This is her father, right?
No, it's Laurice. I think that's his mom.
Laurice. Okay.
Okay.
So Laurice is paying for it. So they can make that. I mean, it's up to them. They're making the decision. Again, I'm not saying it's right, but legally, if the daughter, right, is 18 and she's paying for it on her own, she could do what she wants. But in this situation, she's not. So I say justified.
Justified that mom is just like, no, you cannot do this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
At my take, 18, yes. Technically, she can make her own decisions. But mom, you're under zero obligation to pay for it. Like, if my kid came to me at 18 and asked for injections as a birthday gift, I'd be like, sweetie, I'll treat you to a facial. I'll treat you to a massage. The needles, those are on your dime. I am not paying for that. And I also think it's important not to get caught up also in what other moms are doing or letting their kids do just because her friend's parents said yes. Don't feel the pressure there. I never will let stuff like that kind of sway me one way or another. Every family has different rules. It doesn't mean they have to be your rules. So I don't think, Laurice, I don't think you're a jerk here at all. I think you're setting a boundary. If your daughter still wants to go through with it, that's her decision. But she's going to have to pay for it herself. And speaking from experience on the Botox side, it's not cheap. So good luck with that, Larissa's daughter. So what do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Do you think that she should just do it, or do you think that she should set a boundary and say absolutely not? We're getting some texts here. This one says, justified. Sad she thinks she needs all that to feel beautiful. Also, Botox at 18? Why? Seriously, why do you need Botox at 18? Like, that's... Maybe that's for the lips.
Is it, what, is that lip filler? Is that
no,
what that
no,
is?
No. Botox is for wrinkles, but maybe if you put it around your lips, I've heard of a lip flip. Is that done with Botox? I've never had one of those before, so I've heard of it, though. Some of the other comments, Lee says, explain to her that they inject poison into your lips. Maybe she'll understand that it's dumb. Jennifer says, you are not the jerk. That's a wild request and will ruin her face before her adult life even gets started. Explain to her the consequences and tell her to do extensive research on it since she has all the information she needs at her fingertip. I would also consider speaking with her about her self-confidence and embracing who she is naturally. Karen says, justified. No 18-year-old needs that. Dory says, you are definitely not a jerk. But Jody says, I say jerk, but only for responding hastily. You asked what she wanted. She told you. I think asking more questions would have served a better bridge for expressing your thoughts on the situation. She'll be an adult. Asking more questions about why is this important to you? Offer considerate feedback. In the end, she's probably going to do what she wants anyhow. So I think being supportive in that way will get you further in preserving a good relationship.
Huh. Now, that's a different way to look at it. Okay, but at the end of the day, I just think mental maturity, you know, at 18. And by the way, what 18-year-old has wrinkles?
They don't. That's why that's this makes saying. No sense. The lip filler, I get. A lot of young girls get the lip filler. I mean, I don't get it because I think, from what I understand, it'll stretch out your lips and you'll have to maintain that forever. Forever. Like, you don't want to, I don't know if you want to get caught up in at that age.
Sure.
18 years old. This text says, your face is young and beautiful, 18 girls. You don't need that yet. This one says, as someone who started with filler in my early 20s, she is absolutely justified. If she starts getting filler now, it will ruin her face by the time she is actually at an appropriate age to need filler for wrinkles. Yeah, 18. That's young. I say, you know, let's get her a little mani-pedi going.
Yeah, maybe
a little
like
massage. That will work. If she wants to do that, oh, I would highly recommend that she does not. But hey, let us know, Larice. Keep us posted how that goes. And happy early birthday to your daughter. It's Mix 94.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.